Well, the ball goes back to Marion on downs. They take over at the Mountain Home 32. Green rolling to the left. Fire towards the end zone. It's incomplete. Well over the intended receiver's head. That's Jorian Chase.
Well, he just threw that one up and wanted somebody to run under because it was at the back edge of the end zone. Yeah, Coach Maddox, he was a little upset at that measurement in the spot because if you weren't by the spot on this side, we had it
yes.
a good foot and a half. Just that much difference between spots. And
second and 10 here for the Patriots. Trips to the left side. And the handoff goes to Jones. Counterplay coming back to this side on that draw. And it's a 20, the 15. Boy. Jones at the 10 and knocked out of bounds at the 10.
He made us miss. And there's another flag down at the 20.
Jones on
could
the carry.
Could be a hold
right there.
It's going to be a hold.
Some fraction occurred about the 21-yard line. It's a block in the back at the 21. So Jones gets credit for 11-yard
block
gain.
The back against the
and then the penalty is going to mark it backwards. Bring it back to the 30. Well, apparently the foul was at the 22 because they bring it back to the 32. And that's where they started. So all we did was add to their penalty yardage, which is now 13 penalties for 127 on the night. Green rolling the left side. And the ball tipped. And is it intercepted? I think Matanome came down
with
it.
Yes, it
did. Is that Swartz, I believe?
It laid right
there. It is.
James
Swartz comes up with the interception. His first of the season.
They'll take over first and 10 on their own 18-yard line.
He's had four pass breakups. That's his first pick of the year. First turnover of the night. So the Bombers get the football back at the about the 19-yard line. .11:37 left to go. 41-20, Marion with the lead. Back to pass is McKay. McKay with one man in the pattern looking for Liddy and overshoots him at about the 50-yard line.
Liddy had a step on him just a little bit too much air into that football.
Stops the clock with 11:31 to play. .41:20 Marion, the Bombers. We'll head to the line of scrimmage with 13 seconds left on the play clock. The clock's not running, so don't have to worry about running the play clock down. Kept this time by McKay, and he's going to sneak his way out to about the 22-yard line, a pickup of three.
Third
down and six. You know, the pass, even though you don't complete them sometime, Brad, it loosens that defense up. Gets the secondary people off the line of scrimmage a little bit. You can see the safety is it's loosened up a little bit now. He's actually about 8 or 9 yards deep compared to about 5 earlier.
Third down here for Mountain Home. 3rd and 7. McKay keeps it, turns it upfield across the 25. He's about a yard shy. It's going to be 4th and 1 yard coming up here at the 27-yard line.
We got one down.
27-yard line.
Gabe Henderson.
Talbert was there for the Patriots.
Gabe Henderson down, and while they tend to him, we are going to take a break. 10:37 left. In the ball game, 41-20, it's Marion with the lead. You're listening to Bomber Football Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040. For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Ben comes off the field under his own power, and that's good to see. Sam Krieger comes into the ballgame, takes over at center for Mountain Home. Fourth and one, and McKay is going to go straight ahead, and I believe he's got it.
It's going to be close.
Let's see which spot they're going to take.
Yeah.
They're going to go with the official on the far side, and that's good for a first down.
Green was there for the Patriots.
First down for Mountain Home. 16 times tonight they've moved the chains. McKay on the pitch. This is Liddy, and he's tripped up. Down at the 30-yard line.
We got to make that block at the point of attack right there. We had him, just didn't stay with him and let him get off the block. That could have been a pretty good size play. We just got to be – we need to be as physical blocking on the corners as they are.
Two-yard pick up to the 30. Junior gets it this time, cuts it back across the grain, lost the football, and
I don't know where.
I thought Marion picked it up, don't they? Yeah, the Marion picks it up. They've got it at the 35-yard line. A turnover.
Marion has recovered.
We played three quarters without any, and now each team has one in this fourth quarter. Mountain Home coughs it up. Turnovers on back-to-back possessions. One by them with the pick, and now Junior coughs it up for Mountain Home. And the Patriots get it back at the 35.
Let's start first and 10.
9:27 left. Marion up 41-20. Green to pass. Complete left side into the hands of Brown. Brown's finally go out of bounds. And he'll pick up about three of the play. Gets it to the 33.
Pass was complete to Robbins.
So a two-yard pickup.
Pick up about three, be second and seven. Torch was there for the Bombers.
9:19 to play. Quads to the right side, a single receiver on the left side. And the pass is complete, hauled in by Webb. He then juggled it after he took a step.
Pass is complete inside the 30.
Gets control again, and he's down line to about the 28, maybe the 27-yard line.
Once again, caught that right in front of a linebacker right there. We got to
Strider was
you got to see second, those receivers and react to that ball being thrown.
Pickup of about five. third and a short three coming up here for the Patriots with 8:44 to go. Quarterback's going to keep it straight ahead. He's got a first down run. He's near the 20, the flag at the end of the play.
18-yard line. Flag on the play. Waymeyer was there for the bomber.
We'll wait for an indication here. Waymeyer in on the stop. He was a little slow to get up. So the ball's at the 19. 9-yard pickup, face mask against Mountain Home.
Face mask penalty against the Bombers.
Let's go take it half the distance, which should put it around the 9-yard line, and it does. That's the first penalty tonight against Mountain Home that was not 15-yarder because it was half the distance. So first and goal for the Patriots at the 9-yard line. 8.5 minutes left. Green to pass. It's deflected at the line by big David Waymeyer. Incomplete.
Good job, David. He's been after that all night long, getting a little deflections. When he hadn't had to be in coverage, he's done a good job of that. But finally got up and got his hands on one.
Stops the clock with 8:26 left. Motion to the near side now for the Patriots as they empty the backfield. Jacoby Green stands there by himself, looking right, pumps again, flag on the play, pass to the end zone, knocked down, incomplete.
Pass is incomplete. There is a flag on the play.
A game on TV last night. It was.
Flag's a hold, by the way,
against
Miami Northwest and Carroll City, Florida.
Uh-huh.
And there were almost 30 penalties in that game. There's a flag on every play just about. Real good teams, but my goodness, it took forever.
Mount Holmes going to accept the penalty, which moves the ball back to the 19. That is the 19th accepted penalty tonight. 14 against Marion for 137 yards. So it's now second and goal from the 19. Green hit in the backfield, slips that one, fires it downfield. It's complete. Nice catch by Jorian Chase. No, check it. That was Webb on the catch. Webb makes the catch at the 14-yard line, a gain of 5. So third and goal coming up here from the 14.
Third and goal from the 14.
A 13 left in the ball game. Green rolls the pocket to the left side. Fires towards the end zone. Ball tipped and intercepted by Mountain Home. It was Swartz that tipped it. And was that Henderson that came up with it?
I can't see.
Henderson was there, and so was Riley Peters. And I think it's Waymeyer's helping. Henderson's the one that's on the ground. Ben Henderson this time. Gabe was injured earlier, and I think that's Ben's interception. Ball was tipped. That's his third pick of the season. What were you supposed to say, Bob?
You know, his dad told us to be nice prior to the ball game, and so we'll attribute his hands to his mother this time instead of his dad.
he's still down. He's slow to get up. The ball was tipped by Swartz, and then Ben comes up with his third pick of the season.
And that's three picks for a linebacker. You know, they're a walk-off defensive end, linebacker, whatever you want to call them. That's a pretty good number right there.
Well, the good news is he's walking off the field under his own power. He's getting back to the sideline by himself. So the Mountain Home takes over at the 4-yard line. And now then, we've got was looking out there. It looks like Gabe is back out there.
Yeah, Gabe was running up and down the sidelines during that defensive series right there.
That's going to be Dakota Tolbert, who's going to take over center now for Mountain Home. Well, it looks like he's shifting over. We'll double-check after the play here. It's kept by McKay, and McKay is going to make his way out to about the 8-yard line. Picks up 4 on the play.
Ben's coming back in now.
About the 9-yard line. Second and 5. Weed was there for the Patriots.
They had shifted over, and Krieger come in, and I think he was a guard that time. And now Tolbert slides back over to guard, and Ben Henderson back in at center. Second down and about 6 here for Mountain Home from the 8-yard line. Back-to-back turnovers by the Patriots. 7:24 to play. Ball given to Junior Williams straight ahead, and he's going to get across the 10 to about the 11, picks up 3.
Well, they showed a big blitz that time and backed out a little bit prior to the snap, but good job of blocking that. Once again, if you get the ball to Junior, last time he'll make some positive yardage out of it.
.651 left here in this ball game. Third down for Mountain Home. And it's Junior. He's got the first down across the 15.
Junior
out to about the 17-yard line.
Across the 15 to the 17-yard line, and it's another Mountain Home bomber.
By the way, it looks like number one in Class 3A may go down tonight. Glenn Rose leads Prescott 37-27, less than 2 minutes left.
You see where Cabot got beat again?
Harbor's
on the verge of getting beat
again. Yes, yeah. First down here for the Bombers.
Oh,
McKay.
Penetration, got it to Junior, thank goodness.
Barely. He's going to gain 3 on the play to the 20.
Across the 20-yard line.
Trying to remember, who was Cabot? Who was Cabot playing tonight?
Second down.
Central.
Seven.
Oh, that's right. Ooh.
That's a bad loss.
Yes, it is. .555 left in the ball game. Bombers down 41-20. Junior Williams comes to the sideline. He's shaken up. McKay. Toss sweep with Peters at fullback. Tosses it back to.
Well, they play that real well. Their corners come up. And,
they
make you turn it back inside. They don't give us a chance. We're not getting a block on the corner. They're making us turn it back inside.
Liddy's going to get credit for a 1-yard gain. Pretty generous spot at the 21-yard line. .510 left. Third and about 6 here for Mountain Home. McKay wants to pass. He is hit and sacked back at the 14-yard line. He never had a chance that time.
No, we didn't pick that up. He came right up the A-gap right there.
He's dropped back behind the line of scrimmage.
One of the Patriots is down, and that young man is in a lot of pain right now.
Fourth and 12.
It's the left leg they're working on, and I can't. Thought it was the leg, maybe not. Can't tell if it's green or triplet, maybe 15 or 16 that's down for the Patriots. 4:54 left. Bombers down 41-20. We'll take a break. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Arvest Bank scoring touchdowns with great customer service. Being a proud sponsor of the Mountain Home Bombers means we care about our community and are here to fulfill the needs of our customers. All of the services of a large bank coupled with friendliness and a personal touch to banking means you can feel right at home with Arvest. People helping people find financial solutions for life. The only bank you need to know, Arvest Bank, member FDIC. Go Bombers!
The
People often say, have a good day. But if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Josh Green, the nose guard for Marion, the injured player, they help him off the field. It was his right leg injured, and they had to help him off. Pausch into punt for Mountain Home, gets the kick away and gets a good roll.
Bounce.
Inside the 50, inside the 40, still rolling inside the 35, and down to the near the 31-yard line. A great punt by the Mountain Home punter, Dylan Pausch.
When you get that rugby-style kick right there and end over end, if you hit just right, you'll get a tremendous bounce.
31-yard line of the Patriots.
45-yard punt. Marion gets it back with 4:34 to go. They'll take over at their own 31-yard line. New running back into the ballgame for the Patriots. That is Cody McCullough, who's in the backfield now. He gets the handoff. And we'll give him a yard to the 32.
Another no gain. Be second down and 10.
Looks like everything else is still the same as far as the receivers. Of course, Green's still in the quarterback with 4:05 left. Green's going to roll the pocket to the right side, looking, pumping once, hit, missed. That tackle is missed. Now reverses his field, comes back to where he was.
Hang on,
reverses
hang
field
on,
again.
On.
Finally, going to be dropped back at the 27-yard line.
That's all you got to do is hang on that foot right Green's there, and that's a good job.
I can't. Back about the
5-yard loss line. Back to the 27-yard line.
Foreman was there for the bottom.
That was Logan Krim, but just, boy, he got him by the ankle, and he wasn't about to let go. And that's all you got to do is just hit and hang on.
Luke Foreman, a little slow to get up from Mountain Home. What a physical game. There's been some players on both sides banged up tonight. Patriots will empty the backfield. Green, looking across the middle, has a man open. It's incomplete.
How in the world does he get open?
Oh, that's Robbins. Well, I'll tell you what, if he hits him in stride with that, it's 6 points, but he underthrew him. So fourth and about 15 coming up here. Guess they don't punt the ball because the offense is out there on fourth and 15.
Well, they don't punt return, so why would they punt, yeah. I guess.
3:09 to play. Still 15 seconds on the play clock. They signal the play in from the sidelines. 8 on the play clock, and here they go. Green. Looking long down the right side. And a nice catch.
Golly.
That is Joyrin Chase. He came back to the ball after the defender overran him, and he makes the catch out of bounds at the 38-yard line of Mountain Home, a first down.
He just made a good play because the ball was underthrown. He got his head around and saw it, came back to it. The defender didn't see the ball. Didn't get back. It was just a good play by the receiver to look back and see that the ball was fluttering.
35-yard pass play down to the 36-yard line of Mountain Home. 38-yard line, I should say. There's another pass intercepted by Mountain Home. Picked off on the near sideline. And the return across the 40 out to the 42-yard line by Brad Liddy. Liddy gets his first pick of the season. Third pick of the night for the Mountain Home defense.
When you're up three touchdowns with 3 minutes to go and you're throwing the ball way down the field, you deserve to get it intercepted. That's the only thing I can say. You know.
Yes.
karma as heck sometimes. But, you know, you got your starters in. You're throwing it down the field with under 3 minutes to go, up three scores. I don't have much sympathy for them.
No. Don't have to worry about the tiebreaker points right now either. I mean, even Mount Home scores a touchdown, you're still going to get your full 13, which is the most you can get, margin of victory. First down, Mountain Home, 2:51 left here in this ball game. McKay hit as he hands it off, and
we've got a bunch of new people in the backfield.
Schwartz was in there. Who got the carry? That was Shad. They got a carry that time.
Pick up of about one. Be second nine.
Liddy's back there. Schwartz Lewis back there. And Shad. They're juniors on this bench. I see him sitting now.
We've got a bunch of different people in the ball game right now.
Shad had the 1 yard gain. Now back to pass, being hurried. McKay gets the pass complete to Liddy. Liddy to midfield. He's knocked down there. Third, about two coming up.
Well, Isaac did a good job of getting that because
Jones was there.
He just, as soon as he got the ball, he's running for his life and did a good job. Liddy's wide open. Good job of finding him for the completion.
1:46 to play. Bombers down 41-20. For a long time since we had a game take us to 10 o'clock, but that's what this one's going to do tonight. The handoff. McKay gets pummeled as he hands it off. The ball pop loose, or?
No, he just, well, they got penetration
again,
and they got to us at the mesh point, and that's where the fullback and the quarterback meet. Well, if they get there, it's never a good situation.
Fourth down and three.
No gain on the play, so it's fourth down and about two here for Mountain Home. As we hit 1 minute left to play. Timeout, Mountain Home. 51 seconds left. Bombers down 41-20. You're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
It's that time, ladies. Colorful fall leaves, pumpkin spice lattes, and fun fall arrivals at Studio West Boutique. Come in today and check out the newest selections from brands like Bobby, Nicole, and the fabulous Glider Fitness line. Are you ready for a cozy sweater with a pair of Just Black jeans? Our Just Blacks are now restocked and just in time for cooler weather. We still have great summer clearance items, too, so stop by before they're gone. Fall fashion is arriving now at Studio West Boutique, 714 South College in Mountain Home.
51 seconds left, 41-20. Marion with the lead, the Patriots about to pick up their third victory of the season. Timeout's just about wrapped up. Bombers looking at a fourth and 3 play coming up here.
You know,
about 2.5.
Won't be long before I turn into a pumpkin.
Looks like you already have faith.
I regretted that when I said it. I thought, oh, he's going to say that. I was talking about the time, not size.
Fourth and about 2.5. McKay to pass. He's flushed out of the pocket, running for his life, coming to the near sideline, out of bounds, and
boy, he just wasn't enough field for him. They had him stretched, and boy, we got some new people in the ball game, and we didn't block a soul.
Lost 7 yards on the play, and the ball goes over to Marion on downs. With 45 seconds left, they'll just have to snap it twice, it looks like, here, and this one will be over. Green, they still got most of the starters out there on the field, but I guess if you're going to snap it and fall on it, then it doesn't matter which group is out there. Victory formation here for the Patriots. They've got a running back that's about 10 yards behind the quarterback. He's going to take the snap out of the
shotgun
and take a knee.
That hurts your stats when you snap it.
Well, that
yards
does,
deep
doesn't
and take
it? You just lost 5 yards right there. And he's going to have to do it again.
Yeah.
I mean, coach, get me under the center.
Get me under the center right there.
He's going to lose 10 rushing yards on these two snaps right here. Maybe 11. Because he's standing back at the 46-yard line. There's about 4 seconds difference left between the game clock and the play clock, so they have to snap it one more time. Green, he loses 11 on the last two plays. That's going to hurt his overall numbers. He had a huge game.
41, Mountain Home 20.
41-20, our final score. Marion gets the victory. We'll come back and begin the postgame show in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The game is over, but our broadcast continues. Stay tuned for the Bombers postgame show coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Mountain Home Tire and Auto, your Goodyear dealer, is proud to sponsor Bomber Football. We're especially proud of our very own Trey Podwoski. Play hard and play to win. If your vehicle is in need of tires, brakes, alignments, or an oil change, we can also do anything your diesel truck needs from tuning to exhaust. Come see us at 210 South Main Street in Mountain Home. Your Goodyear dealer, Mountain Home Tire and Auto. Go Bombers, go!
There's a new spirit in Pine Bluff, and it's contagious. Soon there will be a new library, a new aquatic center, a renovated Pines Hotel, a revitalized downtown, and exciting partnerships with the University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff. Pine Bluff Rising, which is empowering citizens to make things happen, invites you to keep up with our progress by liking us on Facebook. When Pine Bluff thrives, all of Arkansas benefits. Join us in celebrating the return of a strong Pine Bluff.